That meal was amazing, thank you. I don't know what else to say. Although I will admit, I think the pleasure of your company was even better than the meal. I know I'm still so awkward about this, but... it is good to be in your presence. I know we've much to discuss, but I don't want this to end. I've been wanting to be with you for years now. I know it's difficult for me to talk about, but it's true. Guarding you has always been a personal mission, for various reasons, as you can imagine, so... I know, you want to get to know me. You don't need to know about all of that. I'm sorry, my lord. I'm sorry, your majesty, I just... Old habits die hard, right? I've been serving you for years. Of course I'm gonna be a little anxious about it. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Look at you. You're amazing. I don't want to upset you in any way. Who knew a kiss could be so reassuring? I don't think I've ever been this relaxed. Especially out of my armor. You know what a rare treat that is. Something I'm sure you enjoy. I wore my finest tunic, by the way. Though it is a bit tattered and frayed from, age. You'll buy me a new one, huh? Will it be just as tight? Oh. Maybe so, then. Well, I certainly wouldn't mind earning that tunic. I mean, professionally, not necessarily in a seductive manner. Unless... I beg your pardon. I understand, my lord, that you are at dinner, but there is something of grave import that we must talk about. Knight Captain Maynard, it is good to see you. Chancellor Magnus, it's an honor to see you. What could be such import that do I need to leave? Your Majesty, is it wise for your low-ranking officers to know such things? Are you saying what I think you're saying, my lord? No, I have no opposition to it. This is a blessing, if anything. However, there are those who may deem it uncouth. Not because the man you are courting is that, but because he is considered, and I mean no offense, Knight Captain Maynard, none taken, I hope, that he would be considered low-born. No, that's true. I'm just a knight captain. I rose to the ranks. I wasn't born into it. Like some people.
Are you referring to me?
I don't necessarily know how one becomes a chancellor.
Through hard work, study, dedication, and a lot of boring paperwork. You needn't fear for me, Knight Captain. I am just
here to inform you, Lord. Your Majesty, there are stirrings to the west. Things are not going well. We received a message today that I thought you wanted to hear immediately.
What's going on the Western Front? I thought things were fine over there.
Not so. There have been bandits, sure, but this is something entirely different. The orcs claim that it is not their people. Not from the Warfang tribe, at the least. The elves claim that they've seen orcs coming in and raiding villages nearby. We're not certain.
My lord, this could be very deadly. There are a lot of people who need protecting.
He's quite right, my lord. This is serious business. If I may, though, there is something we should address with you here, Knight Captain.
Oh?
If you are to be a suitor for the king, to become legitimate, and so, if you marry the king...
Well, I mean, that's a bit fast, isn't it?
Oh, these things go quicker than that, usually. Usually it's decided by someone else. Should the king wish to marry you, you will have to rise from knight captain to general. Otherwise, others in the council may deem it nepotism of some sort. It would be, to put it rudely, as if you were marrying a prostitute. That's hardly acceptable. I agree. It is how they will view things. Blood in these situations is unfortunately thicker than water.
So what would they do? The council, I mean. If the king and I were to...
Well, you'd have no legitimate heir either way, but they may deem the king unfit for rule, and thus try to appoint a new leader. To avoid this, there is one thing you can do, my lord. Hear me out. You must meet with the council's suitors. I will tell them of your preference, but understand that you will still need to hear them out. Only then will they be placated. In the meantime, with the stirrings of war to the west, I suggest we send our knight captain to the front line.
You want to kill me, don't you?
No, not so. I want to see you rise legitimately to the rank of general. And the only way to do that as a knight captain is to do so through battle, I'm afraid. It is not a position that you can just inherit. It will be dangerous, and we have no idea how long it will take for you to rise to the ranks, but if you go, we will be able to protect you. You'll have your men at your side, men who you trust, who you grew up with and fought with.
I suppose that's true. My lord, I love you. And, like I said, I know it's too soon to talk about marriage and love. I just... Years we've known each other. I won't lie to you. I have dreamed of being by your side. But not for power, not for glory, just for you. You are a good man. A just, wise man who I would serve no matter what, but... I have lived without your love before. If you wait, what's a few more months? I will do whatever it takes to rise to the rank of general to marry you. Proof of my dedication to you, my majesty. I know this is absurd, I know it's happening fast, but I don't know how long we have on this earth. None of us do. And I've spent years pining after you. If this is going to be a real opportunity, I want to take it. Please, let me prove that I am worthy of your love.
The king is right, Knight Captain. You do not need to prove anything to the king, nor to me. This is solely for the benefit of the council, so that it cannot turn around and try to demolish your marriage. Again, even if it is to come or not. But you don't become chancellor of two kings over the certain years and not learn a thing or two about love and about marriage. Yes, the king has confided in me quite a bit about you, Maynard.
Really?
Yes. I say true. This would be a good marriage. A good, fine marriage. But we must play by the rules of politics here. It is unfortunate, but it is what is necessary, I am afraid. Now, I will make arrangements for you to meet with whomever you need to on the front lines. We will guide you and guard you and give you the finest armaments to ensure your return. As for you, my liege, I will begin preparations for you to meet with the council and their suitors. Is this acceptable to you both?
If my king deems it necessary, and so I will follow and I will do. Like I said, a few more months, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back stronger, and I'm going to come back as a general, and then no one can stop us from being in love. I know it's a big ask, but just, if you do find one of these suitors to be acceptable to you, write me. Tell me while I'm on the front line so I know. No, not so I can give up and die. So I can fight that much harder and beat whoever it is so I can prove that I'm the one who should marry you, not them. I've waited all these years to tell you. And it feels so good to know you love me too. My king, I will never stop loving you, and I will never stop trying to win that love. I know you said I don't need to, but I will. I will return, I promise you. I will see to it, whatever war is brewing, that we put a stop to it, for the safety of our people, and for the protection of your crown. You have my word, as a knight. Thank you, Majesty. You wish for me to seal the oath with a kiss. Consider it done. I vow to you to return. I will see you again soon, my majesty.
Shall I go at once and prepare? Yes. I think it's best that you go immediately. It is not a long journey from here. 2, maybe 3 hours to your post. but your men will need to be roused, and you will need to be equipped properly. Go, gather your things.
Yes, Chancellor. With your permission, my Majesty, I shall take your leave. Thank you.
You finally did it, huh? How did you manage to get him to agree? How did you manage to get him to talk about it? This is a fair bit of good news, my lord. I am very proud of you, to say the least. And I'm happy to see you happy. But we must stay focused and we must tend to our duties, as we are. All of us, tied to our duties. I will make arrangements as quickly as possible. My lord. The war, though. There is rumor. Not orcs. Something far worse than orcs. And goblins. I am afraid, my lord, that we are dealing with something unknown. I fear the return of a necromancer. We must keep an weather eye open. There have been rumors that have not been substantiated that we will investigate. I will have more information for you at our next meeting. With your leave, my majesty. Thank you, lord. Oh, and congratulations again getting him to tell you that. It's wonderful news, finally. Good evening, sir.
Hello, everyone. So, as you can see, the drama has started, maybe a little earlier than it should have. But this series, which I'm going to be recording as Wedding Night, is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be epic. There's going to be some action. There's going to be some major drama. We're going to see a whole set of new characters for this series. It's all going to be male for male audio. I want it to be gay as hell. And I say that, like, it's Pride Month, but I want this series to be something different to the channel. Still fantasy, but more male-leaning. That being said, I will be continuing recording and editing for my regular scheduled stuff, including the Stroke of Midnight lore, and I'll be getting to that probably within the next week or two. In the meantime, I'm also working on, like, getting a supercut done of Pain Pain Go Away, and working on the final audio edits for, I'm also getting the last two episodes of Regrets done, and then eventually I'll do a supercut of those two as well. Lupin has been a wonderful, wonderful writer, and she's been such an inspiration. She has another series that I'm going to see if I can introduce to the channel. I'm working on that. It's called Arranged. It's a beautiful series. It's her first NSFW series, with a lot of, like, drama and stuff involved. I think I can, like, edit it in such a way that you get the story. And then if you guys want to find it on Reddit later, the NSFW stuff, you can. So there's a lot of things in the works over here. In the meantime, I want to thank you all so very much for coming in, listening to this audio, and, like, just having a good time. I appreciate it. Especially to my patrons, starting with Adriana Coop, Aurelie Orgasmic, Carmen D, Crywolf 883, Dancerwoman 22, Danny Capricorn, Dr. True, Frosty Lerve, Jamie Lay Neal, Kanana Kokoro, Lady Luthien, Mac, Mango Wolf, Knocked Music, Nikki Tupin's Inky Horror, Patchwork Cyborg, Random Jumble, Shira, The Dizzy Ricky, Tierra, Tori David, Void, and Zero Key Wolf. Thank you all so very much. You have been wonderful, and I appreciate all of the support you give me. In the meantime, everyone, happy Pride Month, sweet dreams, and pleasant nightmares.